It says, and let us consider one another to provoke to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. This is one of those times where we're commanded to assemble together. And some people want to say, I can keep the Sabbath at home alone. And it's not something you can do. I mean, if there's circumstances that allow or prevent you, one, from going to be with other people, that's one thing. But there should not be a prevailing thought in the mind that you can keep it at home. We should, as much as we possibly can, gather, assemble with others of like precious faith. Note that it says ourselves together. It's speaking of a group that already exists that takes the time to get together for purposes. In this case, that purpose is the worship of Almighty Yahweh. Look in Psalm 122. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, and this speaks of the gathering of Yahweh's people. He says, David writes, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of Yahweh. You know, there should be a sense of joy when we get together on these days, on the Sabbath. We should look forward to it. I'll deal with that a little more in just a moment. But it should be, there should be gladness in our heart, even as the song we sang earlier speaks to. Whenever we gather together to offer worship of to Almighty Yahweh. Look over in Psalm 27. There's several verses I could have used, but I'm just going to use these two. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I asked of Yahweh, that will I seek after. So David, again, is the author, and he's saying there's only one thing that I request of Almighty Yahweh, only one thing, and I'm going to seek after that. I'm going to quest for that, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to be in Yahweh's house, to be with Yahweh's people, offering worship and praise to him. And the second, these last two lines, for me, I can remember even at a young age, you know, just thinking along these lines, to behold the beauty of Yahweh. I mean, I have no idea of what Yahweh actually looks like. I mean, we have little concepts and whatnot, but we have no idea. Wouldn't it be great to think that at some point we actually would be able to see him, to know what he looks like, to look at him, perhaps even to touch him, to shake his hand, to embrace him, to kiss him on the cheek. I mean, this is what gives us encouragement. And when we come to services, those kinds of thoughts should run through our mind. And we'll get a glimpse of what Yahweh is all about, what he looks like. We do glimpse into his character every time we get together. And to inquire in his temple. And I can tell you that one of the reasons why I left Christianity many years ago was because you couldn't get answers to questions. You would go to ask someone a question, and if they had an answer, fine. But more times than not, you would hear, we don't really need to know that. Yahweh doesn't intend for you to understand that. The Spirit will lead you to an answer. You got all kinds of answers. And even now, there are things that we don't really have the answer to. Bob and I were talking just the other night on the phone about something, and you can't conclusively say, well, it really means this. You can't do that with everything. And yet in the kingdom, yet when we're with Yahweh, you will. You'll be able to ask him anything you want an answer to and get an answer, to inquire in his temple. The Sabbath day is a reflection of that. Just one last thing I want to speak about with regards to the Sabbath, and it's over in Isaiah 58. Because again, the whole point of this is worshiping Yahweh on his Sabbath, doing it in a way that's acceptable to him, understanding what we should or shouldn't do or can't do. In Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14, it says, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. Let's stop there. The word pleasure means inclinations. Now, an inclination is something that you're most likely to do. You know, in sports, they'll talk about how a baseball player, a pitcher may be giving away his pitches because just as he gets ready to throw a curveball, he tends to flinch his shoulder. That's an inclination. Or a person may have an inclination to, before going to the store, always putting the keys in a certain way. You know, grabbing the keys a certain way if he's going to the store, because the keys go with the money in his wallet or something. I mean, inclinations, we all have them. That's what this word speaks of. If you turn away your pleasure from doing your pleasure, your inclinations, those things that you're most likely to do. Now, as children, as adults, we all have inclinations, and children have inclinations too. What are you inclined to do? Come home from school and turn on the TV. Come home from school and play a video game. Come home from school and play some kind of sport or athletic activity. Those are inclinations. Those are the kinds of things that we put aside on the Sabbath. We all have them. Hang out at a store, hang out at the mall, hang out with our friends. Those are the things that we put away on this day.